It is Friday, July 13th, 2012. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from my office in the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest lineup for Studio A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest schedule for this program, please visit the radio schedule page at spingola.com, where you will see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. Please feel free to join my email list to receive a weekly announcement of the guests and other special notices. I have linked it to today's date. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com, but I do not access that email address during the program. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Pastor Eli James. His website is anglo-saxonisrael.com. Eli, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, very good.
I must admit that I'm having you on the program because a few listeners have requested you, and right. You also wrote to me and asked to be a guest. Some of my experience with the Christian identity community has been very negative. Mm-hmm. Some of the people associated with that community, or at least who claim to embrace those views, have sent me some very inflammatory emails, calling me names and accusing me of all kinds of things. In my opinion, vile rudeness and arrogance does not represent any kind of value system that I would want to associate with.
I agree with that 100%. In my ministry, I quote Paul a lot that we're supposed to be totally respectful to all people. We're not to engage in rude language, etc., etc. Okay. Most Christian identity adherents obey. We follow the law. In fact, that's what we teach, that we have to obey the law. But you have to understand one thing. A lot of our people feel like they're under the gun, that that they're the target of the international Zionist cabal, okay? And we see our people being massacred by the New World Order. And so some of our people overreact, okay? It's my job as a minister to try to keep them under control, right? But I think that is the explanation for why so many of our people are angry. I think they're justifiably angry, but they shouldn't take it out on you.
Well, I feel like I'm fighting the New World Order also. I am fighting the Jews. I am fighting internationalism. And why would they critique me and harass me with email?
That's right. I agree. I have, reprimanded the people that have done that, okay? And hopefully they won't do it again. So it's not something that I encourage in my ministry, nor has any Christian identity minister ever encouraged such a thing. Okay, you talk about Bertrand Comparé, Dr. Wesley Swift, Howard B. Rand. All these people engage themselves in total respect to other people. In fact, it doesn't matter what their race or religion is. We are supposed to comport ourselves with total respect to other people. Okay, so some of our adherents aren't. In fact, some of them are new because we're getting converts to our movement every day, and some of them are coming from groups like neo-Nazi skinheads, from the Klan, etc., etc. And those people don't necessarily follow rules of comportment, if you know what I mean. Okay.
Right. All right. We do have to take a quick 3-minute break, and then we will be right back.
So let me apologize right now for all those people, and I'll do my best to make sure their behavior remains Christian.
Right.
Thank you.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back. My guest today is Pastor Eli James. His website is anglo-saxonisrael.com. Are you a pastor? How did you become a pastor, and what are you a pastor of? What church?
I used to be a member of the Ku Klux Klan, and it was a Klan that had an official 501c3, and so I was ordained in that church. However, as far as Christian identity is concerned, you don't need to have any official credentials because it's a hereditary offering. Every male Israelite, when he reaches the age of 30, is eligible to become a priest. And that's why Jesus Christ had to wait till he was 30 before he could begin his ministry. And Jesus Christ was not ordained by a Baptist or a Catholic. He was just baptized by John the Baptist, and that's when he became a priest.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So one of the major differences in theology between Christian identity and, you know, mainstream religion. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, I believe that our behavior is a reflection of our value system. So when so-called religious people behave badly, as many of them do, they are really being very hypocritical. And that includes Christians, Christian Zionists. I mean, when you consider that this is supposed to be a Christian nation, and we all, and so many people will take weapons and use them against people they don't know and go and do mass murder in other countries, I have to question, what do they believe? Where do they get that kind of dogma that they think that they have to go kill people?
Well, that's not in the Bible, at least not in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, whenever Yahweh instructed the Israelites to exterminate the Canaanites, and he never instructed the Israelites to exterminate any other group of people but those Canaanites, okay? And there's a very specific reason for that. A lot of people don't understand it. They think that Yahweh wanted to exterminate every non-Israelite. That's not the case. It's the Canaanites and Edomites where Yahweh says exclusively many times that he hates Esau and he hates the people of his race, the Edomites, okay? And in the book of Obadiah is devoted entirely to Yahweh's hatred of that group of people, okay? We in Identity identify that group of people with the modern-day Jews who are not Israelites in any way, shape, or form. It's all a gigantic hoax. It's a the hoax has been going on since around 121 B.C., since 121 B.C., when John Hyrcanus, the proper king of Judah in the land of Judea in those days, began circumcising Edomites as part of a covenant that he made with the nation of Idumea, which is simply the Greek word for Edom, okay, with meaning the people of Esau. And the Bible specifically commanded us Israelites never to make any covenants with Edomites. And so what happened then, the Edomites usurped the kingdom of Judah and overthrew the house of Judah in Palestine, and they had a four or five king dynasty beginning with Herod the Great, and it ended with the last Herod Agrippa, okay? And okay. Those are
the, now how does the Babylonian captivity in 587 play into any of this?
Okay, here's another area where the rabbis have really been deceitful with Christians, with the whole world on this score. For example, even Rabbi Wise, who was the chief rabbi of the United States, he stated that the return from Babylon began a new era in which the Babylonian teaching was incorporated into the religion of Israel. And that's an absolutely false statement. I have an article devoted to analyzing that statement on my website. Okay, it's called The Origin of Talmudism. The origin of Talmudism did not begin with the return from the Babylonian captivity. As a matter of fact, when Ezra and Nehemiah came back from Babylon, they instituted the racial segregation laws that were commanded to Israel and still are in effect today. Okay?
Okay, and you have written an article about racial segregation. Now,
right.
I believe I am a nationalist. I believe in nationalism. Mm-hmm. I believe in respecting borders.
Right.
I do not believe in internationalism. I don't believe in multiculturalism,
right.
Because I think that it waters down a people's heritage.
That's right.
It waters down their culture. And it is something that is a construct of the Jews in order to
right.
do just exactly what it is doing.
Yes, race mixing is a social construct. Very well put. All right. So I agree with you 100%, and the Bible agrees.
Okay, but I do believe also that we are not equal. I believe that we should be equal before whatever law in whatever country we happen to live in, but you are only equal before the law if you have sufficient money to hire a lawyer.
As
equality, that's also, excuse me, that's also a Jewish construct,
mm-hmm.
because people are not born equal. They have different propensities,
right.
they have different skills, they have different levels of intelligence, and I have to think that is the way it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
If we are living on a reward system wherein if you are obedient to
right.
whatever value system you adopt, if you are obedient to that, then after you die, that
mm-hmm.
will be that you will be rewarded accordingly. And
yes.
I have to believe that there is some sort of system that predetermines our existence here on Earth. I cannot believe that one person is born in the pits of some, you know, horrible place, and that another person is born into the lap of luxury. I think that there is some sort of award system going on when we come into this earth.
That's right. That's right. We will get our reward. And this is another major area of conflict between Christian identity and what we call Judeo-Christianity today. The vast majority.
This whole Judeo-Christian thing, that was also a term that was created after World War II. There's
right.
no such thing as Judeo-Christianity.
Yeah, absolutely right. But nevertheless, the vast majority of Christians believe that there is, okay, and that they're taught this from the pulpit virtually every single day. Yeah, and it was during World War II that some Jewish author made up the term Judeo-Christianity in order to begin ingratiating Jews and Christians, you know, to suggest the possibility that the two theologies can be blended into one. But that's impossible because the Jews have always rejected Jesus Christ as the Messiah. They never have accepted him. They never will accept him. And any Christian who thinks that they will is deluded. All right? They have.
Well, I think that there are a lot of Christians who don't accept him. Because of the way that they behave.
Yeah, yeah. You not briefly for.
You're cutting out. Have we lost him?
Yeah, I'm losing.
We seem to be losing you, Eli. Okay, he's having Skype problems. Is he on a phone or is he on Skype?
You're back.
Okay. I'm not sure where you're at. You sound like you had a truck driving through your living room just a few minutes ago. So I don't know whether we have Eli on or not, but...
All right.
Are you there, Eli? Okay, we're going to try and reconnect him. Anyway, it's just very interesting. I don't know. This Christian identity thing is, it has some questions. I have some questions about it. I have a lot of questions about the Old Testament. The Old Testament was, of course, the Old Covenant. And then you have the New Testament, which is supposedly the New Covenant. And when you replace the Old Covenant with the New Covenant, then I would assume that that Old Covenant, that many of those things are put aside. So, Eli, are you there yet? Not yet. Okay. As I say, I do have some questions about this Christian identity. I think everybody wants to feel special, and you know, and people will join particular groups in order to have that exclusivity. But I think that's problematic to me also. Eli, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now we got phone contact, and hopefully we won't have any more connection problems. Okay.
All righty.
Yes. Well, it's interesting. I caught the tail end of what you just said. It's very interesting that of the founding fathers, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson, all three of them were non-denominational Christians. They actually eschewed any contact with denominational Christianity because, as you well know, the denominations don't get along with each other and constantly arguing back and forth, what's the correct interpretation of this, what's the correct interpretation of that, and if you don't agree with our interpretation, you can join some other denomination, right? But George Washington rarely attended church. He only attended occasionally for special occasions, or if he wanted to meet somebody at church, but he was a very much devout Christian in his personal life, so were Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin. Okay?
He was a Freemason. George Washington was a Freemason. Oh, we do have to cut to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes, and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break.
Right.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative. Our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. My guest today is Eli James. His website is anglo-saxonisrael.com. Okay, we're talking about George Washington.
Right. Yeah, and absolutely, George Washington was a Freemason, and just about all of the founding fathers were. You have to make a major distinction between Freemasonry in America versus Freemasonry on the continent, okay? On the continent, Freemasonry began in England, and it was primarily directed against monarchies and the Catholic Church. Okay, that was the initial impetus of Freemasonry. In around 1776, in fact, it was May 1st, 1776, Adam Weishaupt was financed by Meyer Amschel Rothschild to create the Illuminati, which was an organization that infiltrated European Masonry and began redirecting Masonry's direction away from, it still maintained its anti-monarchic and anti-Catholic position, but it also became very much anti-Christian in general under the Illuminati, okay? Here in America, and this was 1776, right? So here in America, Freemasonry only had 3 degrees. It didn't have the 33 degrees that the Continental Masons had. And you could rise no higher than the third degree. And there was no connection whatsoever between American Masons and Continental Masons unless they happened to visit each other, you know, traveling
which
across
they did.
The Atlantic Ocean.
Which they did.
Which they did. But American Masonry was totally anti-British Crown. It was totally anti-Bank of England, which was a Jewish-run organization, right? So you cannot lump the Founding Fathers in with Masonry in general. You have to also understand that they had to meet in secret because there were British spies everywhere. And so they had to, Masonry was the natural option that they would meet in Masonic halls, and they would have their guards protecting the proceedings, et cetera, et cetera. But you cannot equate American Masonry with Continental Masonry in that time, okay?
And well, I don't know. I've read some things that would counter what you're saying, but let's leave that subject and go on to...
Let me give you my other website, which is www.killthebank.net. In there, I go into this subject in great detail on my video series on the American Revolution. And I found a letter by George Washington addressed to some pastor who said, I was never really officially a Freemason. And, he eschewed any, association with him. Now, of course, there was a famous painting done of him where he wore the Freemasonic apron. Okay. But, that was kind of typical for people to do. And the Freemasons, they wanted him to do that, right? Well, please pose in this apron for us, give us stature, right? So on my website, I cite the letter that George Washington wrote with regard to that, stating very conclusively that he was not a Freemason.
Well, okay? All right. That's...
A lot of misinformation about that. We could do a show on that topic alone. Okay.
Yeah, and I think we would have some disagreements on that topic.
Yeah,
because,
but I have the documentation to back up what I just said.
Well, people can document anything that they want.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, George Washington was known to be scrupulously honest, right?
If you look at his behavior during the Whiskey Rebellion and some of the other things that he did, some of the other associations that he had, then I would have to disagree with you.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have the same kind of reverence for the Founding Fathers, given what some of the things that they did that a lot of people in the Truth Movement do. So
okay.
I think we'll just have to disagree with you on that.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can do a show on that. Okay, very good. All right, so before we got into the subject of Freemasonry, we have one of the things that the Founding Fathers did agree with the Christian Identity Movement about was the fact that the races should remain segregated. The Constitution does not allow Indians and blacks to be citizens. Only white men can be voting citizens according to the U.S. Constitution.
Right. Is that why they killed most of the indigenous population?
Well, that's true of whenever you have migrating people, look at what the Jews have done and are doing to the Palestinians today, right?
And it's wrong.
But of course it's wrong. Of course it's wrong.
Okay,
and,
so
yeah.
So they could not vote, and of course the Jews brought most of the slaves into this country.
That's right.
And the North had as many slaves or more slaves than the South.
Right.
The South was pretty much a colony of the North.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't just kill they didn't just not allow them to have voting rights. They slaughtered them in large numbers.
Right. Well, they also put them on reservations and made treaties with them. Unfortunately, most of the treaties weren't kept. Right.
Most of those treaties were made by Andrew Jackson. He made more treaties with the natives than any other president.
Yeah, and he was a military general before he became president. And I was just getting ready to say it was pretty much the U.S. our military after the Civil War that began the war against the American Indians. Okay.
Well, it was before also. Okay, we do have to take a quick break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Pastor Eli James. His website is anglo-saxonisrael.com and killthebank.net. All righty, we were talking about the indigenous population of the United States.
Right.
But
did
you want to get to the topic of your last article?
Well, let me just say one more thing. All of this devolved upon Abraham Lincoln when he became president and wanted to abolish slavery. And of course,
wait.
Yeah.
He didn't want to abolish slavery. Slavery wasn't an issue until about a year after the war started.
Yeah. Well, he was elected by the,
by the socialist
vote.
Element in this country.
Right.
Came over from the revolutions in Europe.
Right. But even Abraham Lincoln, he had several correspondences with black groups. And even before he became president, he was a Whig, not a Republican. And under the Whig, two ships had been commissioned to repatriate blacks back to Africa. And while Abraham Lincoln was in office, he met with a group of blacks and said, here's what our intention is. We want to repatriate all blacks to Africa because blacks and whites cannot live together. There's too many cultural and racial differences between our people, and so my intention is to send you all back to Africa. And that's totally blacked out of history that Abraham Lincoln actually believed that and taught that. If you read the Lincoln-Douglas debate, you will find Abraham Lincoln stating this repeatedly.
Well, that's true. And Thomas Jefferson had the same mentality.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So a nation is a place where a homogenous people live together under their own laws. Okay. When you start bringing other elements of different kinds of people, you see what's happening. The multicultural state today is like in England, the Muslims are taking over England, right? In Germany,
well,
they have.
You know, that's what we hear. Mm-hmm. That's what we hear. And keep in mind that the corporate media pretty much disseminates whatever they want us to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so are the Muslims taking over in England? I don't know. Are the Muslims taking over in America and trying to impose Sharia law? Well, that's what some of the corporate media would like us to believe.
Well,
and I believe that probably if we weren't over there, if the United States government and the military weren't over there bombing their countries to smithereens, right, they probably would still be living in the countries that they were born in.
Right. Well, see, that's the odd. That's the odd factor of our invading these countries. At the same time, they're importing the people. The people they're killing over there, they're importing over here to change America's demographics to the point that America is no longer white. Okay. And to the extent that the media does report some of these incidents of mosques being built. And, for example, in Texas, there's a Muslim group that wanted to buy a pig farm and build a mosque on there. They thought that was very ironic. But these people are not assimilating. They're not obeying. The Mexican immigrants, they're not, the illegals are not obeying our laws. In fact, our government is giving them favored treatment to disenfranchise whites. Okay, this is obviously what's going on. And it's going on in England, in Norway, Sweden, Germany, whatever country the Jews have managed to take control of the politics. And France, another good example. The main article of war that the Jews use against us is immigration. They're using non-white immigrants to destroy white countries. That's what they're doing.
Right, and that has been going on since about the 1880s here in this country.
Right. That's right.
And they have always been behind it.
That's right.
And of course, it isn't. And then they hide behind that.
That's right.
They do this in order. For instance, they talk about all of the benefits that the illegal aliens are getting. That they get Social Security and they get free hospital care and they can come in here and have a baby and all this, they can become citizens.
Right.
Well,
now,
who do they? But then, who are the American people who have lived here for generations? Who are they going to be mad at? They're not going to be mad at the Jews. They're not going to point their finger at the Jews and say, these people are doing it. They are going to point the finger at these immigrants merely trying to escape a desperate situation in their own country.
Yeah, and then they're going to get mad at you and me for pointing out the political reality, right? The Zionists are actually behind all of this, right?
The Jews are behind all of it, yes.
Yeah, and you can't say that in the Catholic Church. You can't say that in the Protestant Church. You can hardly say it in the political arena. I thank you very much for having me on board today because very, very few people are really talking about this, even on alternative radio, okay? This is a very verboten subject that we're talking about.
Okay? And you can't really talk about it in a church because most of the churches are corporations.
That's right. They're 501c3 corporations. You cannot go against any IRS dictates. You're no longer, if you're 501c3, you are no longer Christian. You are corporate.
But yet you came out of the 501c3.
Well, I left that. I left that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm no longer
but,
a problem.
But you're using that entity to put pastor in front of your name.
Well, like I said,
pastor. You said you inherited it. I'm sorry.
Right. Right. Yeah. And under Christian identity, Christian identity, in fact, the Bible does not create any denominations. When Paul established communities, he established congregations, not churches. Okay, those congregations were self-sustaining units. They had their own priests, deacons, bishops, etc. Okay? And in other words, it is a homogenous community of Israelites who choose their own leaders locally. That's what Paul set up. He did not set up the Baptist Church or the Catholic Church or any other denomination, okay? So every Israelite community is really of like the Amish, okay? Every Israelite community is self-sustaining. We don't have an overarching pope or cardinal, right, or archbishop that rules over any of our communities. We have indigenous, you know, local communities, and so you're going to have a little bit of variation of doctrine from one community to the next. However, we're going to demand racial exclusivity in every one of those communities, otherwise you're not identity.
How do you determine racial exclusivity?
Well, it's a matter of DNA, DNA and background. You know, we check each other's background. And, you know, it's pretty much that simple. And people, now we do, you know, converse and communicate with people who are not identity, who know that they are not 100% white. And they actually agree with us that race mixing is bad. And that it shouldn't, it just causes all kinds of problems. It's bad for the white race in particular. And that they agree. I get a lot of emails from non-whites who agree with our position.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, as far as background checking and DNA checking and all that kind of thing, historically, you cannot go back past 1600. With any degree of accuracy when you are trying to do, say, for instance, family heritage research. It's just impossible. And so now you're saying that because of your DNA that you can determine that you are an Israelite? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, for example, my parents came out of Germany, the Donau-Schwaben, which is the Danube-Swabians, which is a branch of the Goths. The Goths were originally called the Gautai, which means the people of God. And so our ancestors, in fact, in general, our people always called themselves the people of God. And in fact, Genesis 21:12 says, "In Isaac shall thy seed be called." So it's Isaac's sons, the Saxons and the Anglo-Saxons, who are the direct descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the Jews are not. We can prove that very easily. Now, in my own personal case, my ancestors were all farmers in central Germany, Austria, okay? There was no racism going on in those. Europe was white for 2,000 years until very recently. And with an occasional invasion of the Mongols, you know, and other Asiatic hordes, which were beaten off by the white army, okay? So, in case there's any doubt in someone's ancestry, we just give them the benefit of the doubt, because if you can't trace your ancestry, you can't trace your ancestry. But you either support the right of our race to be separate and oppose the international Jew who is trying to silently genocide our race out of existence through race mixing. You either support us or you don't, okay? So when in cases where we can't trace someone's ancestry, then, you know, well, we just don't worry about it. In my case, I can trace my ancestry. My haplotype is type H. It's very rare. St. Luke had type H, and Marie Antoinette had type H.
Sorry, I missed that. Type H for what?
It's a haplogroup. They can trace certain maternal ancestors through and paternal ancestors through haplotypes, okay? And so St. Luke's body was interred in Padua, Italy, and they did his DNA, and it's the same as mine.
Now, okay. They dug him up? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, his bones are there, yeah.
How okay. do you know that those were his bones?
Well, I'm relying on the people, you know, the scientists would have no reason to lie about that, you know, they're not identical. You know, the people who do these DNA studies.
Okay, but how do you know that that was his body?
Well, it's been documented from where he was originally interred, and he was moved twice. I forget, you know, he died somewhere in the Middle East and moved twice, and his bones wound up in Padua, Italy. So, you know, I mean, it's the Catholic Church that documented this.
Oh.
Okay. And then my DNA matches Marie Antoinette's as well. And she was 100% Germanic, right? She was not French. Okay. So, I mean, this is what we do in identity, okay? And so
Okay, so all right, Christian identity. Give me a good definition of Christian identity.
Yeah, okay. Christian identity is the only religion that takes the Bible at its word 100%. Okay? We endeavor to find any possible bad translations in the King James and other versions, because in general, the translation from the original Greek and Hebrew have been influenced by what we would call church Greek and church Hebrew. Namely, they redefined words to correspond more to their theology rather than to the actual racial history of the Israelites. Okay, and I brought up a case in point, namely the word church. Ecclesia means congregation. It does not mean church. And by definition, an ecclesia is a congregation of Israelites and no other people. All other people are excluded.
Okay.
So you cannot a congregation of Israel compared to a modern church. The two are radically opposed.
Okay, so you accept the Bible,
yeah.
And which translation are you using?
Well, I use mainly the King James because it's easily cross-referenced by Strong's Concordance and other concordances, you know. And, for example, the word Gentile. The word Gentile has no business being in the Bible at all because it's a Latin word that is a corruption of the Greek and Hebrew word. The Hebrew word is goy, which simply means nation, and the Greek word is ethnos, which also means nation, okay? And it's a reference to nations. It's never used in either Greek or Hebrew as a reference to a particular individual. However, the Jews use that word, Gentile, to distinguish themselves from non-Jews.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Now
but the
you
word was
said
never
that,
used in that fashion in either Hebrew or Greek.
Okay. Now you said that Christian identity people adhere to the Bible, both the Old and the New Testament. Is that
That's
what you're
right.
saying?
Absolutely. Yeah.
There's no inconsistency
between the two either.
Pardon me?
There's no inconsistency between the two either. There's no change in doctrine from Old to New Testament. There's many, you know.
But isn't the Old Testament the Old Covenant that God supposedly had with his people? And the New Testament is the new covenant
that
he made?
Exactly. But that covenant cannot be transferred to any other people. Where the new covenant was prophesied is in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 37. I'm sorry I don't have my Bible with me because I was expecting to be home today, but it says very clearly that the new covenant is to be made exclusively with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, the 10 tribes and the 2 tribes, and that the new covenant would involve writing the law on their hearts. So either God is a liar, or the dispensationalists who teach that the covenants have been transferred to some other people and the law has been done away with, either God is a liar, or these dispensationalists are liars.
Okay, now you say that you embrace both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Right.
Does that mean that you abide by, say, the Ten Commandments?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you keep the Sabbath day holy?
Yes, we sure do. We do all the feast days. The only thing we don't do is we don't sacrifice animals because Jesus Christ was the fulfillment of the Passover.
Okay, and on what day do you meet, Eli? What day do you meet?
Our congregation meets on Sundays for convenience, okay?
Okay, and where do you meet?
Well, we meet at local restaurants. We don't divulge
and
where we
do
meet
you
because...
ask, do people serve you there at the local restaurants?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So that is not in keeping with keeping the Sabbath day holy, because you are asking other people to work. Is that correct?
Well, those other people aren't a member of our congregation.
That doesn't matter. It says in the scriptures that your maidservants will not work. Nobody's going to be working. So how do you figure that you're keeping the
Sabbath day holy? They're not our servants. They're non-identity people. I mean, for example, one of the things the Israelites did, they didn't, the law forbids them to breed mules, you know, which is a half donkey, half horse. Nevertheless, they purchased mules from surrounding countries. Right? So just because they're not, the other nations aren't subject to the law. They're subject to, obviously they have to obey the Ten Commandments with respect to murdering, robbing, thievery, etc. Nobody's supposed to do that, okay?
Okay,
but only Israel was given the law.
However, okay, would you go shopping on Sunday? Would you, it seems to me, you know, you live in my area. Oh, we do have a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Pastor Eli James. His websites are anglo-saxonisrael.com and killthebank.net. We will take phone calls at 800-313-9443 after the first break in the second hour. Okay, we were talking about basically the Ten Commandments and whether or not you believe in the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
And we were talking about the Sabbath day. And
right.
So what is your idea of keeping the Sabbath day holy?
Well, let me give you an example of one of my Sabbaths, okay? I'll wake up in the morning, I'll say my prayers, I'll do my exercise routine, I may or may not make breakfast. Then I do a radio show on Christian identity. And then we go to our congregation, and it's usually to a restaurant where, you know, where the feds don't know where we're going to meet, so we usually rotate because our people have been attacked for trying to meet in a segregated fashion. And then the rest of the day is devoted to resting my body and more scripture, studying more scripture, okay? So whether or not the Israelites, they were commanded not to make a fire, but I don't see where they were commanded to fast on the Sabbath, okay? So the only commanded fast day in the entire feast day calendar is the Day of Atonement. That's the only day that we're commanded to fast, okay? So they obviously cooked and ate, or they prepared their meals ahead of time. Now, with regard to servants, a servant is someone that lives in your household and serves you. I'm not aware that the Israelites were forbidden to, you know, go to a stop.
Well, it says
in
chapter 20, chapter 20, verse 11.
I don't have my Bible
10.
With me. So.
Okay, verse 10. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Okay, but a stranger, I mean, that's within your domain. You know, when you go. The reason I've never met with your group, even though I was curious, is because I don't believe in going to a restaurant on Sunday. I don't do anything on Sunday.
Okay.
Because
Well, the verse you just quoted, to me, permits that because it's not part of my household.
Okay,
so I'm just getting ready to
basically
say that.
Your interpretation of Scripture is what you live by? I thought Scripture was not for private interpretation.
Well, I don't think that's a private interpretation. It says it's only talking about within our gates. Okay.
Okay, but it depends on how you interpret that. A stranger is a stranger.
Of course. It all depends on interpretation. My gates are my property, my household.
Okay.
Okay.
So, so you believe thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor?
Absolutely.
And Christian identity, people believe that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. We do have to take a 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after a station ID.